Next on the agenda is my regular report as Chief Justice to the Council, summarizing my engagements and ongoing and outgoing outreach activities since our last meeting. I had four major engagements since July 29. They could be grouped into two broad categories: outward public engagement and internal branch engagement. And they reflect two of the roles the Chief Justice of California wears hats as the head of our judicial branch. So the first two engagements also is related to what I believe is a Chief Justice's responsibility to act as a convener on issues impacting not only our courts but also our communities. So the fifth annual Safe Schools Conference in Garden Grove brought together 600 K-12 school leaders and educators and law enforcement officials and district attorneys. They discussed the link between school safety, learning, attendance, higher test scores, and also keeping kids in school and out of court. And this was a goal, I think, very much in keeping with our initiative of keeping kids in school and out of court. Suspensions, expulsions, truancy, and chronic absenteeism are linked to academic failure, but they're also a path to the juvenile and possibly the criminal justice system for many school kids. As many of us know in our professional careers, either as prosecutors, defense attorneys in the juvenile justice system, or judges in the juvenile justice system. We also know that school discipline issues impact our courts, and there are also highly disproportionate rates of suspension for students of color, particularly African American and Native American students. So I was glad to be able to participate in a question and answer session on these experiences, my interest in keeping kids in school through civic engagement, and my commitment to civic learning. Civic learning was the key theme in Sacramento when the California Task Force on K-12 Civic Learning presented its final report to me and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tom Torlakson. You'll have an opportunity to hear more about the report on our agenda later today from Administrative Presiding Justice Judith McConnell and Superintendent Dave Gordon. And I'm sure they'll tell you that this idea about the civic initiative arose from a judicial council initiative called the Commission on Impartial Courts, and how important civics understanding is to the judiciary that relies on the public trust and confidence of the people. But let me say now that I believe it was an extraordinary effort by the task force and all those involved to accomplish so much in such a short time frame. The event in Sacramento was attended by a number of state legislators interested in this issue, Senators Hannah Beth Jackson and Mark Weiland, and Assembly Members Roger Dickinson and Jimmy Gomez. Also attending were students, teachers, and school administrators from throughout California, representatives from the California State Board of Education, the Public Policy Institute of California, California State University San Marcos, California School Board Association, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, members of the media, and members of the bench. The Power of Democracy Steering Committee now has a powerful tool in this report to realize the implementations and recommendations of it. In Rancho Cordova, I addressed two of the Judicial Council's important advisory committees at their statewide business meeting: the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee and the Court Executives Advisory Committee. We discussed there the July 29 Judicial Council meeting that we had had, and also Judicial Council member Presiding Judge Brian Walsh and also David Yamasaki facilitated a very lively question and answer session. We have strong, passionate, and intelligent leaders in our judicial branch, and together we can advocate for and advance our causes, including adequate, ongoing, and stable funding for our branch. And when we coordinate our efforts, we're able to succeed. When we act at the local and statewide level, we accomplish even more in the future. The future was part of the theme in the San Jose Hotel at the Bernardi Witkin Judicial College. We have the president, or the dean, of the Judicial College. Here is one of our incoming members, Judge Marla Anderson out of Monterey. 72 new judges and commissioners, as well as a newly confirmed appellate justice, Justice Terry Stewart from the 1st DCA, attended, and a number of Judicial Council members, as well as Judicial Council staff, in a very collegial environment that was created by our seizure our Judicial Council staff. It was an opportunity to review our branch accomplishments and our need to support physical, remote, and equal access, including language access that we'll get later on an update tomorrow. It was also an opportunity to ask for volunteers from the ranks of brand new judges and commissioners to be the future members of our internal and advisory committees, task forces, and working groups, and this Judicial Council. That concludes my report to the Council.